Father, we are so thankful for a time together, a place where we can meet, we can sing your praises together, we can lift up the name of Jesus, and we can worship you and hear your word. We do pray that you give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand what you have for us today. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The verses we're going to look at today are considered to be not the easiest verses to rightly understand.
今天要和大家一起来分享一段我们平常不是很容易来正确的来解读这一段的经文。
So many that are preaching today skip over certain verses because they don't think people want to hear them or they don't take the time to properly explain them.
今天好些讲解这段圣经的人的基督徒呢常常刻意的来跳过某些的章节，因为他们不认为这些会众喜欢听到，或者呢他们没有很正确的来准备这一段的经文。Now
Pastor Gary doesn't do that, and neither am I going to do that.
赵牧师他不会这么做，我今天也不会这么做的。I
want to handle God's word as carefully as I can, so as to bring out some points that are often misunderstood or overlooked.
当我面对神的话语的时候，我是尽可能来对这些一般被轻看的这些经文来特别的来着重注意这些经文。
As I've mentioned before, I try to go through a book in the Bible, not trying to guess who does or who doesn't need to hear it.
今天呢，我和大家来讲这段圣经的经文的时候，我勉励自己试着不要去来做一个判断，会众喜欢听什么，或者会众不喜欢听什么。Hopefully,
if there are any objections in this part of Scripture, they're just misunderstandings. And I'm, which I hope to clear up some.
今天呢，和大家一起来分享的这段呢，希望只是一些圣经里头一些大家误解的一些章节。那我希望呢，能够借着这个机会来把它说明清楚。If
you're seeing a trend with my titles in Colossians, you're right. It's all about Jesus.
如果你看见我过去讲这哥罗西书的这个趋势呢，那你会知道，你会知道的，我今天讲的仍然是主耶稣基督。My
last message was based on the idea that if you're a Christian, Jesus is your life.
我上一次讲的这个经文呢，是根据于主耶稣是我的生活，是我的生命。
And if you're not yet a Christian, Jesus will be your life when you ask him to be.
如果你在座的还不是基督徒的呢，那我希望有一天你也能够让主耶稣基督成为你生命当中的一部分。The
title I'm using today is Jesus is our Master. It's really the same title as Jesus is our Lord.
今天我用的这段的主题呢，是耶稣是我的主宰，事实上是和耶稣是我的主人是一回事的。Still,
I think the title Master might give a little better understanding of what Jesus means in our everyday life.
我之所以用主宰这么一个词呢，是我相信耶稣基督呢，真正是在我们生命当中每一天的生活里面呢，我们需要更知道他的。
Of course, to the unbelieving world, that may be the title they most object to.
当然，对这个不信的世界来讲呢，这个主宰这句词很容易是变成他们排斥神的一个借口。One
famous English poet put it this way, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul.
有一个著名的英国诗人讲了这么一段的话，我是我命运的主宰，我是我灵魂的发号司令者。
That's just another way of saying I will not bow to God no matter what.
这只不过是另外一种说法，说我不管怎么样，我是不会相信有神的。
Many years later, another songwriter wrote the facts of that matter.
多年之后呢，那有一位作词家呢，他对这件事情写下了他的感言。
It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
不论是魔鬼或者是上帝，你总是要在其中选择一样来相信的。
Now some have said that even Christians can make a very common mistake.
甚至有在我们基督徒当中，我们也常常犯类似的错误。
We sometimes want to divide our life up like a pie.
有时候呢，我们喜欢把我们的这个生活呢。来比喻成一个点心那个派那个
okay.
pie.
So today we could say this is a piece of the pie that's set aside for God.
所以我可以讲，我今天来这里敬拜神，只不过是我集众多的分着这个派里头的一块。
But.The rest of the pieces of pie are governed by my culture, my family interest, my work, or maybe my business as an owner.
那我其他的这个派呢，很可能其中的一块是被我的这个传统来所支配的，也可能是受着我家庭的这个影响来做分配，甚至呢，很可能是。我的事业也在其中占了一部分。
But the Bible teaches us differently. The whole pie belongs to God.
但是圣经却告诉我们是不一样的。我们整个的生命，整个这个派都是属于耶稣基督的。
Every slice.
每一块。
So let's read together Colossians 3, verse 17 through 4:1.
好，让我们一起来读哥罗西书三章十七节到四章一节。
Bear with me, I forgot my glasses, so let's see if my arm is long enough. You wives must submit to your husbands as is fitting for those who belong to the Lord. And you husbands must love your wives and never treat them harshly.You children must obey your parents, for this is what pleases the Lord. Fathers, don't aggravate your children. If you do, they will become discouraged and quit trying. You slaves must obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Try to please them all the time, not just when they're watching you.Obey them willingly because of your reverence, fear for the Lord. Work heartily and cheerfully at whatever you do, though as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord God, I will give you an inheritance as your reward, and this master you are serving is Christ.But if you do what is wrong, you'll be paid back for the wrong that you do. For God has no favorites who can get away with evil.
在哥罗西书三章十七节这么说道，让我们大家一起来朗读。无论做什么，或说话，或行事。都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。你们做儿女的， 要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督，那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
As we start today with verse 17, you can see the word "and," which joins it with previous thoughts that were in verses in chapter 3.
如果大家看英文版的英文圣经呢，看到17节这里开头，它是用 "and" "and" 这个词来做开头的，那表示这以下所讲的是把前面所讲的和下面所要讲的。是连接相关联的。
In some ways, I could just stop at verse 17 and say, whatever you do, do everything as a representative of Jesus or in the name of Jesus.
我也可以让我今天所要讲的圣经就到17节这里做一个总结因为不管我们做什么或者我们说什么，我们都要奉耶稣基督的名来做。
That covers it all, so have a good day.
这句话就已经可以把我今天所要讲的都可以告一个段落了。好，那大家我们就回家去吧。
Or I could go ahead and give you my favorite examples in life, but I would rather use the Bible to speak about these examples.
或者我也可以以自己喜欢的生活例子来继续今天的讲道，但是呢，我宁愿来按照圣经以接下来给我们的一些例子来继续我的今天的讲道。
Now some of you may ask, what does it mean to do everything as a representative or in the name of Jesus?
或许你会问到说，哎，做任何事情讲任何话都是奉耶稣基督的名。究竟这是什么意思呢？
To do something in someone's name means to be consistently representing their character.
当我们说用某人的名来说一些事情，做一些事情的时候，那就表示说呢，我所说所做的就必须要和这个人他的风格来相称的。
Usually in the Bible, when it talks about things done in the name of Jesus, it also means in the power and the authority of His name.
常常在圣经里头讲到说，以耶稣奉耶稣基督的名来成就的这个事情事实上也包含了是耶稣他的圣名是有权力的，是有权威的。
And finally, things done in the name of Jesus are intended to glorify Him.
那最后的这个重点呢奉耶稣基督的名，他也表示了我们要把一切的荣耀来归给他。
So let's see how these principles apply to examples given in our verses covered today.
接下来就让我们来看一看一些我们今天将要看的这些经文给我们的一些原则。
Now not every example will apply to you personally,But hopefully you can realize how the principles apply to your life, specifically or in a general way to everyone.
今天所举的每一个例子，不见得每一个例子都适用在你，都可以让你应用在你的这个现实生活里头。但是呢，希望你了解这些原则里头的一些原则是可以用在你现实的这个生活上，或者呢，我们可以应用在每一个人的生活上面。
I'd like to put these examples together in three groups or categories of our different lives.
我把今天所要讲的分享的这段的经文呢，那我把它分成三大类的。
So I ask, how is Jesus the master of a household? How is Jesus a master of a worker? Or how is Jesus a master of a business owner?
让我们来看看耶稣基督怎么样在我们的家庭里面做我们的主宰。耶稣基督怎么样在我们以一个工人的身份，一个替人打工的这个工人的身份，来让耶稣来做我们的主宰，或者我们拥有一个企业，那我们怎么以一个老板的这个姿态，那让耶稣基督在我们的生命中做主宰。
First of all, Jesus is master of a household, and Paul gives principles for various members of the household.
我们第一个讲到说，耶稣基督是我们家里面的主，那这个原保罗呢，使徒保罗在这里给我们有对家庭里头有不同成员的一些指导的原则。
So two of those are husband and wife in marriage, and of course some of you here today are not married.
其中的两样的这个关系呢，原则呢，是给我们已经是结婚在婚姻里头的丈夫与妻子的。那虽然在座的有些呢，可能还没有步入这个婚姻的阶段。
But it's still good to know what God's principles are for this very special union.
但是仍然是非常值得让我们大家一起来学习丈夫跟妻子这在神的这个心意里头是非常特别的这个结合的。
And in the future, some of you may have the opportunity to put these principles into practice.
即使是将来呢，你仍然是有机会能把这些不同的这个这些原则呢，在你的这个婚姻生活里实现出来的。
Now you will find that subject of marriage has very different principles in society today.
你也会发现，我们今天所要讲的和我们现实的这个社会呢，在婚姻的对这个婚姻的这个解读呢，会有很不同的看法的。
So it's very confusing to most. So it's good that we have God's word to look to.
有时候这现实的生活会让我们来混淆的。很幸运的是，我们有这本圣经神的话语来作为我们的指导。
Now Paul's a gentleman, so he says, "Ladies first."
保罗是一个绅士，所以他一开头是以淑女为先的。
And he says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting for those who belong to the Lord."
他这里讲到说，做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫，因为在神里头，对属神的人这是合宜的。
So in this case, what does it mean to submit?
在这里所讲的顺服是什么意思呢？
It's one equal person voluntarily placing themselves under the leadership of another equal.
在这里是讲在同等的地位上呢，那其中的一个同等呢，他甘心乐意的把自己顺服在另外一个同等的人之下。
And this is so that God may be glorified. That's the short answer.
这样子神他就能被荣耀，当然在这里这只是一个很简单的一个回答而已。
It says, submit as is fitting to the Lord, and the idea is of accepting one's place of responsibility in life.
顺服呢，在神里头是合宜的。这件事情呢，是说，在一个人接受对方的现况呢，来做出的一个顺服的举动。
This suggests a readiness to be willing to give up some things for the sake of others.
这里讲到的是我已经随时准备好为了对方的好处呢，我愿意来放下我自己所想的。
But it does not imply inferiority or forced submission.
这个顺服并没有任何的 意味着说我是次等，或者说是我是被强迫来顺服的。
A wife's submission resembles Christ's humility, and it is voluntary.
做妻子的顺服丈夫，就好像耶稣基督他谦卑他自己，而且是完全自愿的。
It's really about her relationship with the Lord and nothing to do with the worth or value of a person.
这完全是取决于做妻子的和这个上帝的这个关系，和他自己的这个自信或者是价值是没有关系的。
Just as one soldier submitting to another soldier doesn't mean that one is better than the other.
一个军人服从另外一个军人，这并不表示那个军人比这个军人要高尚。
It only means they have different ranks, different responsibilities.
这里只不过说到的是他们有不同的阶级，他们有不同的这个责任。
Equal but different in function. Clearly, men and women are equal in the sight of God.
这里很清楚的说到平等但是却有不同的责任不同的责任。那男人女人呢，在神的眼中呢，是完全一样平等的。
Now Paul was not suggesting for people to accept or follow the patterns of the culture that day.
在这里保罗并不是鼓励当时的这个做妻子的呢来按照当时的文化来做。
But rather to live as fitting to the Lord, and he doesn't just stop there, he's going to talk about husbands also.
但是呢而是因为做妻子的顺服丈夫呢在神里头是合宜的。但是保罗并没有停止在这里，他同样也讲到做丈夫的该如何。
But Paul's instructions on marriage do represent the clear will of God for marriage.
但是在这里保罗他对这个婚姻的这个解读呢，确实是神他最完美的这个心意。
To the contrary, the submitting practiced in the first century was not in keeping with God's will.
相反的呢，在第一世纪的时候呢，这个顺服这个在当时顺服呢并不是按照神的心意来做的。
Both Jewish and Greek laws and customs gave all the privileges to the husband.
因为在当时犹太人和希腊人的这个法律和传统呢，是赋予丈夫呢，他有完全高过于妻子的权利。
In the world at that time, it was characteristic role of the husband that he was the absolute authority.
在当时的社会里头呢，这个做丈夫的是有完全的绝对的在权力在妻子之上是有完全的绝对的权力的。
So it's important here for wives to submit in a different way to their husbands and in the power of the Lord.
在这里保罗所讲的呢做妻子的要来顺服丈夫的呢，是从神那里来支取这份的这个能力的。
And I will admit, today, especially with the feminism, it really does take the power of the Lord for a woman to submit in that way.
特别是在现代这个女性主义抬头的时候呢，的确需要妇女们呢的确需要妇女们有在神的那份的这个力量呢，来顺服自己的丈夫的。
But also, unlike what is encouraged today, the wife is not to dominate or to lead her husband.
不像现今社会所教导的，做妻子的呢不应该是支配也不应该是来牵着丈夫来走的。
She is to follow her husband's leadership as it aligns with her loyalty to Christ.
仅仅是跟着丈夫的领导来走，和丈夫 的领导一起来走，因为这是和这是忠于主耶稣基督的一个一个是相合的。
Wife should align, and their submission, if you will, to their husband's leadership, and as a loyalty to Christ.
做丈夫的呢，做妻子的顺服呢，是和做丈夫的是忠于主耶稣基督是一致的，是相合的。
Now, on the other hand, when they undermine the husband's leadership, they relieve him of his responsibilities.
相反的呢，当做妻子的轻视了这个丈夫的这个领导权呢，那会让做丈夫的呢变得不负责任的。
Now, some husbands gladly accept this, since those responsibilities are not really about privilege.
有些做丈夫的呢，反而是很乐意来接受这样子的一个趋势，因为责任呢因为他可以把这个神所赋予这个的责任呢，能够来免除。
They're really about servant leadership, and we're going to see about that in a minute.
真正我们在这里讲这个丈夫的这个顺服丈夫这件事情呢，讲的是丈夫是做这个仆人式的领导来讲呢，接下来我们就会看到大家就会明白我所说的是什么。
One woman's testimony that I was reading about says, I experienced joy from cleaving to my husband.
我读到一个姐妹的一个见证呢，她说我经历了这个，当我顺服我的丈夫的时候呢，那我经历到了那份的快乐。
And in doing that, I know I'm pleasing God.
因为顺服丈夫，我知道我是在取悦我们的神。
Okay, men, do you want to hear a tough act to follow? Turn to Ephesians 5:25.
好，在座的男士们、先生们你们想知道这个一些圣经里头一些教导吗？让我们来翻到以弗所书5:25。
Paul teaching here says, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
And 做丈夫的，你们要爱你们的妻子，就好像基督爱这个教会，而且为教会舍己。
Now for husbands, a wife's submission translates into respect, which is important to the husband.
对丈夫来讲，一个妻子的顺服呢，就是尊敬，而这个尊敬正是对丈夫是非常重要的一件事情。
Now, while generally the most important thing for wives is their husband's loving attention.
一般来讲，对做妻子的她所最需要的呢，就是丈夫回应的这个关爱。
The husband's love is to be one of sacrificial love.
这丈夫的爱有更多的层面，是一种牺牲的爱。
So he submits to by leaving his own desires and taking up her concerns, her needs.
所以呢，做丈夫的呢，把他自己的需要先放下来，而来先关注考虑妻子的这个需要。
A husband's submission is carried out by loving and caring for the needs of his wife.
一个做丈夫的顺服上帝呢，是表现于爱和关爱他的妻子的需要。
But even so, men do have a leadership, a God-given leadership role in the family.
即使是这样呢，一个男人呢，在这个家里面仍然是有神所赋予的这个领头的这个作用的职位的。
This role can mean to protect and, if necessary, lay down his life for his wife.
这个角色呢， 可以不仅也代表了啊、具有保护的意思，甚至啊、到需要的到需要的时候呢，这个丈夫呢愿意为妻子来舍命的。
So someone says they're going to harm my wife, they're going to have to go through me first.
就像我们常常听到的啊、一句话说，你要是啊、敢动我妻子一根汗毛呢，那除非先把我杀了。
The measure of a man's love for his wife is not seen only in gifts or words.
衡量啊、丈夫爱妻子的这个衡量呢，并不仅仅是在我们所看到的给礼物或者这在言语上面而已。
It's to act a sacrifice and concern for her happiness and her welfare.
而是在啊、一些牺牲的啊、这个行动上。啊、来表现出啊、做丈夫的关心这个妻子的快乐和安好。
So the love of a wife is to be a submissive love. The love of a husband is to be a serving love.
做妻子对丈夫的这个爱呢，是顺服的爱。这个做丈夫的对妻子的爱呢，是一种服侍的爱。
There was definitely a tendency in the Roman world for men to treat their wives very harshly.
在罗马时代呢的时代里头呢，男人呢、一般都是对待妻子非常的严苛的。
There's no room for that, not even a hint for that in a Christian home.
但是在一个基督化的家庭里面呢，是不容让、做丈夫的对妻子有任何一点的这个严苛的。
So in a maturing measure, the husband exercises compassionate care.
在一个成熟的婚姻里头呢，做丈夫啊、是不断的啊、在学习怎么样啊、对妻子有这个慈爱的。
And his wife responds in willing submission to his loving leadership.
那这样子做妻子的呢，就会以顺服的啊、这个态度呢，来回应做丈夫的啊、这个爱的这个领导。
I'm gonna skip to 89. Okay. It seems that God's purpose in this too.Is for each to do what they're not necessarily suited for, or what they really should be suited for.
似乎在这里讲到的呢，是按照最适合的情况来做的。
God has a way of moving us away from our natural self.A way of doing his things, his way.
神呢、他有他神呢有他自己的方式，让我们可以不去受到我们、让我们不按照我们、老我的这个方式来行事，而能够按照神他的方式来做神所喜悦的事。
So for men, it's to move away from being too distant, to be more attentive or more affectionate.
对男人来讲、神要我们、从冷漠呢、慢慢更多的、来对这个妻子关注和爱怜。
Now for women, sometimes, not always, it's a fight for the urge to rule over their husband, as God warned about in Genesis 3:16.
有时候呢，就像圣经里头啊、在创世纪三章十六节，神警告啊、这个给人的一个警告说啊、这个有时候呢啊、女人呢啊、会有一种天性啊、要去啊、控制男人的。
Now I realize different cultures have different ways of addressing these situations.
我知道不同的文化对这样子的事情会有不同的、方式来处理的。
But Christianity is to be its own culture, separate from much of the world's culture.
但是 基督化的基督的这个家庭呢，我们自己有基督化的这个家庭，有基督化的这个文化呢，应该是和世界的这个文化是不同的。
Okay, so now let's look at instructions to children, which comes from the fifth of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20.
接下来保罗训导这些做孩子们的应当对父母的这个原则呢，是从出埃及记第二十章十二节神的第五个这个十诫里头第五个这个诫命。
That's the only one of the Ten Commandments that has a promise with it that they would be able to live a long and full life.
这是十诫当中唯一的一个带有神的应许，可以得享长寿的一个应许的。
So in this verse 20, it says, "Children are to obey in the name of Jesus, for this is pleasing to the Lord."
在三章二十节这边讲到说，做儿女的顺服这个父母呢，在耶稣基督里顺服这个父母呢，是讨神喜悦的。
Now I have to say, it's true children should not be praised all the time, but they should be encouraged.
是的，我们应当时时的来鼓励做孩子的，但是我们也不应当来吹捧时时的来吹捧孩子。
In other words, they should not be so praised that they think they're the center of the universe.
我们不应该把孩子捧到一个地步让孩子 自以为他是这个世界的中心。
And the need for praise from others should not be the principle from which they're taught to act, but rather what is pleasing to the Lord.
这里有一个称赞的原则呢，就是讲说呢，不是从鼓励去做，而是不是从鼓励的角度去鼓励孩子，而是从孩子所做的这个事呢，是讨神喜悦的事，这件事为出发点来鼓励孩子的。
Now we've all been children at some time, so we know that's not easy.
我们都曾经为人的这个儿女，我们知道这不是一件容易的事情。
It follows in verse 21 that parents should raise their children in the name of the Lord.
在二十一节这边鼓励父母呢，应该要按照耶稣基督的教导呢来教养孩子。
It's speaking mostly to the fathers, but it does include the mothers as well.
虽然字面上是针对父亲来讲的，但是事实上他也是对母亲来说的。
Men are urged to restrain their anger and anything that discourages their children.
做父亲的要能够控制他的这个怒气，那和任何会让孩子失去会让孩子沮丧的事情呢。
Ephesians 6:4 says that fathers don't provoke your children to anger by the way that you treat them.
在以弗所书第六章第四节呢讲到说，做父亲的呢不要来惹儿女的气
Rather, bring them up in the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord.
相反的呢，应该来按照从神而来的这个心意呢，来管教和引导这个孩子们。
So this is like raising your children by the book, okay?
这本圣经就是教导我们做父母的怎么样来教养孩子。
In the ancient world, children were very much under the domination of their parents.
在以往的这个古代里头呢，做父母的是有非常的绝对的这个支配的对孩子们有绝对的支配的权利。
There was the law of the father's power that granted him the right to do anything with his child.
在当时社会给这个父亲的这个 权利呢做父亲的可以对这个孩子来做任何的这个指使的。
The parent could sell the child into slavery, make him work like a laborer on his farm.
做父母的甚至可以把孩子卖去当奴隶，让他这个孩子在农场里做这个苦工的。
Even the right to condemn the child to death and to carry out the execution.
甚至更荒谬的是做父亲的有这个权利来把他的这个孩子谴责甚至把自己的孩子来处死的。
Some of the new abortion laws in America seem to be going back in that direction.
现在在美国有些州的这个堕胎的这个法律呢，那好像就是把父母对孩子的这个权利呢带回到以前那个时代。
But back to the household. What makes a house a home? That's often asked.
那让我们再回到这个家庭这个范畴里头是什么让一个家有了家的感觉呢？
One man has said when Jesus is master of the home, and all the household loves him.
有一个人的回答是这样子的：当耶稣基督是这个家的主的时候呢，那每一个人家里头的每一个人都爱这个耶稣，那这个家就会有家的感觉。
Then that kind of love, is expressed for others in the same way, and that really makes the house a home.
当每一个家里面的人表现对彼此的这个爱的时候呢，那这个家就有了家的温暖了。
I think most people recognize the family is the key building block of human civilization.
我想大部分的人都会同意，在人类的这个文明史上呢，这个家是一个最基本的一个单位的。
So Paul knew that faith in Christ not only changes individuals, it changes homes, households.
保罗深深知道呢，对基督的这个信呢，不仅仅能够改变每一个人的这个本性，甚至他也改变了这个家的这个之所以让家有温暖呢。
Not something new. In the Old Testament, Joshua, when moving to the Promised Land, answered, "Who is the master of his household?"
事实上，这并不稀奇，远在旧约时代呢，就已经有这样的一个例子，在约书亚神带约书亚进入这个应许之地，他就把刚刚那个问题，谁是这个家里头的这个主人，这个问题呢，他就有一个很好的回答。
So Joshua 24:15 says, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord."
在约书亚记第二十四章第十五节这边讲到，至于我和我的家，我们要侍奉耶和华。
So now let's turn to Jesus as the master of a worker.
接下来要和大家一起来分享，耶稣呢，是我们工作的这个上的这个主人。
In verse 4:22, Paul starts out with the very unpopular word is to obey.
在第22节这边呢，保罗用了一个当时非常不容易被接受的一个字眼，就是顺服这个字眼。
Now these are the most controversial verses in the Bible because of America's history with slavery.
由于美国的历史上有这么一段黑奴的这个历史呢，所以这个顺服这段的这个经文呢，也是在圣经里在美国最受争议的这个一段的这个经文。
I think I'm going to skip to 1:23. There were many slaves or bond servants in Colossae.
在哥罗西这个地方呢，有很多的这个奴隶。
Paul is talking to Christians that were either slaves or slave owners.
事实上呢， 保罗是对当时的不仅仅是做奴隶的基督徒来讲，而且也同时对那些做奴隶的主人的基督徒来讲的。
129. Christian servants in Paul's time had become weary of obeying unjust demands.
在那个时候呢，基督徒的奴隶呢，已经非常的厌倦于当时那个时代一些不公平的这个必须要服从不公平的这个要求的这个事情。
And Paul is saying, the Lord knows all about it. He will take care of the wrongs.
保罗在这里说到，上帝呢，他知道这一切，他都知道，而且上帝保证呢，他会来有美好的处理的。
Now the gospel doesn't tend to overthrow social institutions by revolution.
福音书里头呢，他并没有鼓励用革命来推翻当时的这个社会的奴隶制度的。
136. So Paul says otherwhere, if it's possible to be free of your servitude, be free, but until then, serve as you're serving the Lord.
保罗在这里反而是说到一直到你的服役的期满呢，那你都要好像来侍奉主一样的来侍奉你的主人。
What we're reading today in Colossians, though, can be easily applied to employees and employers.
在哥罗西书三章二十二节到四章一节这边呢，我们这些原则呢，很容易的，我们就可以来应用到，不管我们是做工人或者我们是做老板的。
139. The bottom line in plain terms is you should work for your boss as if you're working for Jesus.
这底线呢，就是当我们在工作的时候呢，那为我们老板工作的，就好像我们是为侍奉主来做的。
He is really the master of your work.
主耶稣真是我们工作上的主人呢。
41. Some are saying, but I'm not getting paid enough for that. But actually, you're probably paid more than you realize if you do.
我们会听到很多人讲，我没有领那么高薪去做这么艰难的事情，但是事实上我们挣的我们所得的远比我们所理解的要更多的。
Paul says your real master will pay you with an eternal inheritance, which is what really matters.
因为保罗在这里讲到我们真正的这个这个主人呢，真正的这个主上帝呢，他会赐给我们有永恒的产业，而这才是真正是最重要的。
Many workers may think, "Oh, to escape this responsibility, I'll be in business for myself."
有很多的人会讲，那如果这样子，我不要这些责任，那我自己来做老板好了。
This way, employees will have to serve me.
这样子呢，我就会有很多的工人来服务我了。
Paul says, whether a worker or a master, who does wrong will be repaid for the wrong.
但是保罗在这里却严重的警告我们，不管是做一个工人，或是做一个主人，一个老板呢，当我们做错的时候呢，我们都会得到应有的报应的。
153. So for a submissive worker, their service is an honest vocation that brings honor to God. 153.
所以这个顺服的这个service in an honor.在工作上面我们顺服这个老板呢 是让我们的上帝有可以得到荣耀的。
But the passage also teaches equality and dignity for all persons.
这段的经文呢，也同时在教导了我们，我们人每一个人啊，都有的平等与尊严的。
156. Jesus is the master of a business owner, someone that's blessed to have their own business.
耶稣基督呢，是我们事业上的主人。那有一些人呢，他们是被神祝福，他们有他们自己的这个事，有他们自己的事业。
157. Some think that God always favors the financially poor over those with wealth.
有些人会认为上帝呢是比较喜欢那些有钱人，而比较不喜欢穷人的。
It's true. He does favor those that are poor in spirit and realize their need for God.
这是真上帝呢，他是喜欢在灵里贫穷的人，那些渴慕上帝需要的人上帝是眷顾他们的。
So that applies to people like Abraham who had wealth, but they understood their need for God.
即使是像当时的亚伯拉罕这么有钱的一位人，他知道他需要上帝，神眷顾他。
I've been very impressed by a ministry that's made up of CEOs of large corporations.
我经常深受到感动一些大公司的这些老板们，他们愿意对他们的员工来做这个传教的活动。
They meet regularly to discuss how they can minister to their employees.
他们固定的这个聚会呢，为的是怎么样能够让他们的这个员工呢能够听到这个福音。
So verse 4:1 is given to masters, reminding them that they too have a true master.
在第四章第一节这边呢，也再次的提醒我们，即使是这些有钱的老板们呢，他们也同样在天上有一个真正的大老板。
So they should treat those under them like they would like to be treated themselves.
所以他们也应该对待他们手底下的，就像他们愿意被这个大老板来对待一样。
168. This was a great challenge for many of these slave owners or masters.
当然，这对很多公司的大老板，这是不是一件很容易的事情。
But Paul understood they had to change their way of living so that Christ Jesus could be glorified.
保罗也深深的知道这些主人们呢，这些主人们呢，他们必须要改变他们的这个生活方式，所以耶稣基督才能在当中被高举起来。
172. They must live out their faith by being the cause of what is fair and just.
他们必须要靠着信心来活出一个公平的生活出来。
I should mention to you that in this time, many were placed into slavery from a political war or for some other kind of poverty.
那我在这里我要来解释一下，在当时很多的人奴隶呢，是因为政治上的这个战争或者因为经济上的贫穷，所以才成为奴隶的。
But in both cases of the slave or slave owner, they were to serve that purpose for where God had placed them at that time.
但是不管是哪一种情况呢？他们都应该按照神当时让他们所处的环境的心意呢，来按照神的心意来侍奉神。
It would be like someone having the opportunity to start a business today.
就好像有些人比较幸运，他可以有这个机会来开始自己的这个事业。
But without good employees, that business could never grow.
但是如果没有好的员工啊，这个事业也不会有成长的。
But unless that business grows, employees don't have a way to provide for their families.
如果这个事业没有发展呢，那员工当然也就失去了能够供养他们家庭的生计了。
This is the case for someone that I work for in China, that's also a member of this church.
这是一个实际的这个例子。他是我在中国工作的这个老板，而且他也是这个教会的弟兄姐妹。
God works people together to work for each other, to serve each other.
神让弟兄姐妹彼此有这个机会一起来在主里面来服侍他，一起来服侍弟兄姐妹。
So I'm going to conclude with the same verse I started with, 3:17.
所以我今天也用三章十七节来做一个对今天的这个讲道的一个结束。
Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father.
不论你说什么做什么，就好像是为主来做的借着主耶稣把感恩献给神。
Let this principle sink in, because there's many examples of how we can apply this to our life every day.
让这个原则呢，能够慢慢的改变我们的这个进到我们的生活当中来改变我们的生命这很多的这个例子呢都可以应用在我们今天的这个生活当中。
And let's avoid that pie example to say, I have my own way of handling family matters.
我们要摒弃这个我们先前这个讲到那个点心派的这个我有好多种不同的派的这个说法，而是真正只有一个派，这个派是完完全全属于主耶稣基督的。
Or work matters, or even how I manage my business.
不论是我的工作，或者我怎么样来安排我的这个员工，都是让主来做决定。
Remember, he has the whole pie.
记得主耶稣，这所有的这个百分之百的这个派，都是属于主耶稣的。
Nathan just loves to explain that. So, there is no better way to handle life's matters than to joyfully serve our Master Jesus.
在我们面对日常生活的这个当中呢，再没有比甘心乐意的来侍奉主来为主来做更好的这个方式来处理我每一天的这个生活的。
Let's pray.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, when we receive your word, we realize that we need help. We need your help to live by that, and so we.Come together and we ask you for that today. You've revealed yourself in many ways. You've revealed your will. And now we just pray that we can live out our lives under that will as Jesus is our master. And we want to recognize that. We want to serve him. And we know that by serving each other, we serve him as well. So we give you thanks for you've given that to us, given us the strength to do it.And now we claim that, and as we go out from here, we apply that to our lives. And we give you thanks for that opportunity to do that together in this body of believers and to live it out separately in our households. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.